I didn't know you could do that.
Yes. Well, especially nowadays, it's easier. Do you ever see cotton growing?
Yeah.
What sort of work do you have to do with cotton?
Well, you pick it.
Okay, but about before you pick it. What do you do when you go out with the hoe and thin it out? What do you say you're doing?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear the expression scraping or chopping?
Chopping cotton?
Uh-huh. What are you doing when you're chopping it?
I don't know. I've heard the expression. I've heard it in a song. And that really, that's the only place I've ever heard it, come to think of it. And then Bobby Gentry song.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I always thought that, I assumed they meant it, they were picking it. I don't know.
Where around here would be the nearest rural area? And where agricultural area? How far out of New Orleans would you have to get?
Oh, I don't think that far. 10 miles. 15 miles. I guess it gets further all the time, though.
Did y'all ever go out into the country when you were...
When I was little? Yeah, I had those people who lived in our block that had a farm in Covington, and we went over there. Again, went over there some in the summertime and on weekends. That's about the only rural experience I ever had.
What was their farm like? What did they, grow things, or?
Well, I think it was, I'm not sure that they grew anything. They had cattle. They may have had a few crops, but not anything that they grew commercially.
Did they have horses?
I don't think they did. I don't think they had horses.
Did you ever ride yourself?
At camp.
How did you like it?
Oh, it was fun. I never was very good at it, but I never was all that interested in it, but it was fun. I enjoyed it.
People keep horses at all of them?
Yeah.
Are they privately owned? I mean, the horses, are they? I know you can go out, you know, and rent.
Yeah, the stables, I think, own some horses that you can rent, and then I think people keep their own horses there. I don't really know too much about it.
To break up the ground for planting, you break it up with a
hoe?
Or something that...
A plow?
Okay. What different kinds of plows were there?
Well, the only plow that I can think of is one that had two handles that came up like a V and had some sort of a steel blade at the bottom, and I guess a horse would pull it and the man would steer it and it would go down the row. And nowadays, you put that same sort of a mechanism on it, well, the blade part on a tractor and pull it along.
What would break up the ground finer than a plow? It had little teeth in it?
A rake? Well, maybe not. Well, a rake is something. Of course, I think of a rake as something you'd use to rake leaves.
Mm-hmm. With the
long teeth, long flexible teeth. But of course, you could also have what I've always heard called a hoe rake, which would be a rake with about a dozen firm teeth that are maybe 4 inches long each.
Like a comb?
Yeah, like a big comb. Big wide comb.
Do you ever hear of anything that was pulled by a horse that would break up the ground like a rake would, sort of? Do you ever hear of a harrow or a haw?
No.
What would you use nowadays if you wanted to plant a garden in your backyard? What would you use? What would the power-driven machine be that you used to break up the ground?
I can't think of the name of it. I know what you're talking about, but I don't really know what it is.
And what would you use to when you're plowing, the trench cut by the plow is called a, you know what I mean? It's kind of the ditch that it cuts out.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know what that's called.
And when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever